Hold on.
We're on the air now.
Yeah, let's be on
air. You're back. Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. Now, you know, radio and TV is all about ratings. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get some ratings for you now.
Because you can leave if you want, or you can stay. You verbally thrashed me
when I left.
No, you verbally thrashed us in the hallway on the way out.
I didn't thrash you in the hallway.
Yeah, you did. The guy came in and told us what you said.
Dog, I've been doing stand-up for 15 years. I've been doing thousands of radio stations.
All right, so what happened here?
Okay, so I know the deal.
You didn't do diddly on our show.
I didn't like the way you presented it.
What are you talking about? You're having a conversation.
Here's my point to you, and this is why I turned the car around and came back.
I'm glad you,
came back.
You
were thrashing me, and all the listeners heard it. You were thrashing me to get the freak out of your studio and go back over there to the hippity hop rap station
where they have
six listeners.
Can I talk?
I'm not done.
I think I deserve the right to talk.
You thrashed me when I left.
And I'll respond.
Say everything you said on the radio to my face.
Just let him respond.
I'm going to say it to your face, and I'm going to respond to why I said that about the hip hop. You walked out in the hallway and told this kid that, man, I went to the hip hop station and we got along fine. I did all my material. That pissed me off because you didn't do any material on this show.
Because the way that it was presented
to
me here.
How was it presented to you?
Let me tell you something. When you do shows and you're a comedian and you do impressions, no one likes for you to just go, hey, do this, do that.
No one did that.
It can be presented in a better way.
We started talking about
Red
Fox.
As the host, you are the host.
Yeah,
it is your job as the host.
Hang on. Just let me say something real quick. We've had every major comedian that has come through the Miami Improv.
I want you to understand why I turned around.
Hold on, let's just talk for a second.
As far as people doing impressions, we've had Kevin Pollak, we've had Daryl Hammond. We've had other comedians that do impressions, and we say, hey, man, do this impression.
Let me tell you something,
man. And they do it. It's no big deal.
I wasn't here when all those people you just named, I wasn't here when they were here. So I don't know what they did, and therefore I don't care.
Right.
My point in turning around and coming back here was that you were talking very tough
when I left here.
Yo, my man, I'm from the streets in New York. I know what tough talk sounds like.
Yeah.
And if you're going to talk about me that way, do it to my face.
I'll do it to your comedy.
Say everything
that you said
to my face.
What did I say that was so tough?
Talk the way you was talking a second ago.
I said, man, I go down to the hip-hop station where they got 8 listeners. Why don't you go down there?
So it's necessary to
yell,
say my CD is trash and all that? Because if I had done everything that y'all wanted me to do,
the
way you wanted me to do it, you would have still said my CD was trash?
I didn't say it was trash. I said it wasn't funny.
What did he say?
I said it wasn't funny.
What did he say, Ish?
I know what I said. You don't have to put words in my mouth.
We heard you.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm standing right to your face.
Okay, I'm going to give you a real quick lesson because I'm going to be as professional as I can be under the circumstances. I'm going to go ahead now that we done got all this out the way and leave your building or, as you said, your freaking station. But I'm going to tell you right now, be very careful what you say about people and how you say it, because I'm going to let you know something else about black people.
Right.
When you talk like that to us and about us, you get your ass whipped. So if you got something tough to say, say it now. And I guarantee you, I'll whip your ass in this studio.
Let me tell you something.
Don't threaten anybody here.
I'll whip your ass in this studio.
Get security right now.
It's not a racist issue.
Let's not get violent here. It's not a question of getting violent.
You trashed me verbally on the radio.
You came in here. You had an opportunity to sell tickets for your show, and you did squat.
You know, it's amazing how you hide behind your mic and you talk real talk.
Nobody's hiding in here.
No one threatened you. Not one person threatened you, dude.
See me on the streets and talk to me that way.
I'll walk out in the street right now and talk to you.
You get your fat ass whooped.
Well, maybe so. I don't give a crap. I'm not here to fight.
Hey, do the clumps before you go, buddy.
Yeah, you egging me on. You'd love me to punch you.
Do something. Hit somebody.
Just do the clumps.
Sue your ass quick.
Yeah, and I bet you would.
Absolutely, punk. God, you come in here trashing people.
Bring
your ass outside and talk. Oh, get out of here.
He's bad, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to hear that on Access Hollywood tonight.
He's not that big of a star.
Oh, what a jerk.
Access Hollywood is not interested in that guy.
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
Unbelievable.
That was great.
Get him out of here. He's going to whip some fat ass.
Yeah, he's going to whip
Did you have our back, Lamont, or did you
the
run?
The funny thing is, one of my best friends is black.
Of course. Who helped walk him out?
I worked with a black woman in Raleigh for 6-7 years, and she's like my best friend.
Jeez.
I love that.
And I grew up listening to hip-hop.
That was classic.
Yeah.
That was the greatest,
oh my God.
The greatest 5 minutes of radio.
That beats the Dan Natterman.
Yeah.
Wow.